while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
And with Monday's 830 on the Go, I'm Mark Frein. Among today's top stories, a deadly morning crash in the South Metro, details on a shelter in place in southern Minnesota, and big news for Minnesota airports. Our top story, Vance Belter making his first appearance in state court Monday following federal sentencing last month. Belter's hearing comes 11 days after he was sentenced in federal court to two life sentences plus 40 years for the murders of Melissa and Mark Hortman, the shootings of John and Yvette Hoffman, and the attempted shooting of their daughter Hope. Prosecutors want to move Belter to the Hennepin County Jail, while his defense wants him to remain in the Sherburne County Jail. Twin Cities defense attorney Joe Tamburino.
Right now, really, the state court judge can't do anything about because he's in federal custody. Technically, the Bureau of Prisons has authority over him. So if the federal authorities say he's staying in Sherburne County or wherever, that's where he's going to stay. They have primary jurisdiction.
In a bit of a strange development, Belter asked the judge some questions about his case, which is rare according to Tamburino. Now, members of the Hoffman and Hortman families were also in court. A lawyer for the Hoffmans released a statement that read, "Today is the first step to ensure accountability, that the state has an obligation just as the federal government does." Highway 169 is back open near Shakopee following an early morning crash Monday that left one person dead. The Minnesota State Patrol says a wrong-way driver was killed when their vehicle hit a semi-trailer, then was hit by another vehicle around 8 in the morning. Highway 169 near Fuller Street, no one inside the other vehicles was injured. That crash happened following a serious crash yesterday afternoon that left a Minnesota State Trooper and another driver seriously injured at I-35 near 220th Street in Forest Lake. Investigators believe alcohol was involved in that crash. No other updates have been given. Police in Austin, Minnesota, canceling a shelter-in-place order Monday afternoon after residents were warned earlier in the day about a search involving a suspect with a gun. The order was issued just after 10 in the morning for the area between 9th Avenue Southeast and 13th Avenue Southeast. It was lifted around 12:15 p.m. with police reporting two suspects involved had been arrested. At least one person was reportedly shot and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. We have reached out for additional details. The Minnesota Twins won't be playing any home games this week, but their home will be busy, of course, with Wednesday's concert featuring Noah Kahan and then Savannah Bananas baseball starting on Friday. Minnesota Twins-owned marketing director Bree Prokop telling Vanita Sakhar on the WCCO Morning News it's a full-team effort to get the concert venue set up and then torn down.
We've got one day before we turn it around back to a baseball stadium for banana ball. And so it's really 24-hour days. Day after day, kind of getting the stadium turned over.
And the Twins' next home game is set for next Monday against Baltimore. Republican candidate for Minnesota Governor Mike Lindell appeared in court Monday morning for a mandatory campaign finance probable cause hearing. WCCO political analyst Blois Olson says whatever happens after the hearing likely won't affect the result of next week's primary.
The biggest thing that could happen is there's a fine to the campaign. But there's nothing that would, you know, dislodge him off the ballot or anything like that. So it's much more administrative.
Records show a citizen complained that Lindell and campaign staffers gave out small MyPillow packaging that included Mike Lindell for governor messages. The complaint indicates that this happened at a parades in Foley and Delano. Minnesota state law forbids giving away items of monetary value to influence prospective voters. St. Paul Public Schools is hosting a hiring event on Tuesday.
The event is for educational and teaching assistants and other non-licensed professionals. The hiring event runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the American Indian Magnet School in the Dayton's Bluff neighborhood. The 2026-27 school year openings also include custodians and Discovery Club assistants. Walk-ins are welcome, but applicants can also book an interview ahead online. Gracie Stockton, News Talk 830 WCCO.
While the smoke has subsided, its effects still linger for those with lung issues. Dr. Andrew Steem is a pulmonologist with Allina Health.
The pulmonary part of my practice has been hopping with some of the bad air quality we had recently. So a fair number of people with asthma attacks or some COPD attacks and having difficulty with the air. But fortunately, it looks like that's behind us right now.
And he says he is seeing more patients suffering from allergies right now. Airports are getting some help thanks to newly announced grants from the Minnesota Department of Transportation. $8 million will help fund 57 projects across 39 Minnesota airports. MnDOT's Office of Aeronautics Director Ryan Gogg says the state's economy relies on the robust airport system, which also helps when it comes to public safety.
Our Minnesota airports serve as a critical base to planning and effectively battling wildfires when they do arrive.
96 of the 132 airports in the state's system have access to federal funding, meaning the others only have access to state or local funding.
Providing a grant like this is a big boost in that economy, and it keeps these little economic engines that are the airports, keeps them running. The impact of our airport system, and it's a pretty significant number, most recently $18.2 billion.
And thank you for tuning in. You can find the On the Go and all of our other podcasts at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.